Hey there, it's Paula here. I just wanted to let you know that I have a brand new free live masterclass coming up to help you to shoot smarter, not harder. And that's with personal brand mini sessions. Now, I have had so much success in running these mini sessions that I want to share with you how you too can optimize your time and really streamline your energy to help you to make more in your business. And this is by generating nearly a month's worth of income in one single shoot day. So if you want to learn how to do that, my friend, make sure you jump in because these masterclasses are only going to be live just for a couple of days. So it's paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. That again is paulabrennaneducation.com/mini-masterclass. And I'll also pop a link into the show notes for this episode for you so you can jump in live and learn for free with me. I'll see you in there. Welcome, welcome. My name is Paula Brennan and I want to say a big thank you to you today for joining me on the business of personal brand photography. If you haven't been here before, this is for professional photographers who are interested in learning about the business aspects of running a personal brand photography business. But if you're from the portrait and wedding world or even just a newbie to photography, I want to say welcome to you too. I'm so delighted to have you here. And this is a really special episode for me because it's something that I've been mulling over in my mind for a while. And I was figuring out how I would just share my pure joy about this particular subject matter. And it was so interesting to me when I was kind of digging a little bit deeper on it because I realized that what I'm doing now in my business is something that I've actually been doing for quite a while. And let me tell you the story. So I remember back in the days when I used to photograph weddings, I was shooting at high volume. Some weddings it was around 40, but up until around 80 plus weddings in 1 year. And of course, if you've done weddings, you know that you usually do a pre-wedding photo shoot with them as well. Well, for me personally, I found that I was running out of weekends and afternoons and early mornings where I could actually squeeze these in. And despite having an actual studio for all of my wedding career, I didn't actually ever shoot my pre-shoots in there. I think maybe I only ever did a handful of them because I wanted to take them outdoors so that they could enjoy a similar experience. And where I lived, yes, there was great locations to go to locally, but I actually preferred myself sort of like being able to go and do shoots in lots of different places. Now, I was in Sydney at the time, and Sydney is a very large city and it has amazing shoot opportunities. However, it was a little bit of a pain to drive in traffic to get to some of the beaches that I might want to go to or to get into the city and do parking. And it could be expensive to get around doing the toll system as well because there was quite a lot of tolls that you would pass through to get to different locations that I wanted to go to. And so very quickly, I developed a system where I would pick one location that I wanted to photograph in and pick one day, like, and say, hey, and send out an email to all of my weddings that I had coming up that needed a portrait. And I would say, hey, I'm going to be at this location on this date. I'm going to be at Sydney Opera House at this date, and I'm going to be down on that beach at this date, right? And so I essentially was setting up these sort of mini shoot days for my pre-shoots and allowing my clients to then select a time slot that worked for them. And that way I would end up between sort of usually about two or three, sometimes four of those shoots all taken care of in one shoot day, which is great, right? Because I didn't have to keep packing my car. I didn't have to keep going out and, you know, going out for one shoot here and there. And I was also able to offer a range of great different locations instead of just going to that one park that was easy for me down the road. So it meant that my clients had a little bit of a choice and that they could obviously select a location that sort of suited the vibe that they were after. And I always usually used to recommend to them as well, just coincidentally, to choose somewhere that was different to where the wedding photos were going to be. So that way we had a collection of two different, really very different sort of photos that they would have to then hang on their wall. So it was a good service to be able to offer for them as well. So fast forward a little bit, I'm in my portrait studio now. So come with me in my time travel machine. And I'm working a portrait model. We have those sort of glamour shoot days where we get sort of a few different people in across the course of the day. So we might have like a morning session and an afternoon session. Usually those photo shoots were around 3 or 4 hours by the time everyone kind of got through a few different looks and that kind of thing. But I did find that there was quite a few people coming to me who wanted something a little bit quicker and easier that was just solely maybe just to do a headshot for some work stuff, or primarily it was about this workspace. But sometimes we had people that were like, I just don't want the full shoot experience, but I want to have a really beautiful photograph of me or of a couple or something like that. And so then very quickly I developed a kind of mini shoot day within the studio. So this looked like, you know, we'd have open slots one day a month and have up to 7 or 8 clients coming through. They'd have like a half an hour photo shoot. Some would get hair and makeup, some wouldn't, but it was a very well oiled and tight machine coming through my studio space. And so then when I decided to close my studio, I had to look at ways that I could still integrate this kind of business model that I like, this mini shoot day, but also to make it work in this branding space that I'm in. And so that's what I'm really excited to share with you today, because this is part of my business that operates really successfully for us. It's a product that we offer, a kind of a mini shoot day. And that means that we're taking care of a lot of the organization for the clients. You know, we're doing the same thing. We're opening up slots where they can come in. But it means that there's so many benefits to not only us, but also to our clients as well. And so today, what I wanted to do is I wanted to share with you why I love mini branding days so much and how you can make them work and integrate them into your business right now. So let's get started, shall we? So the first reason why I absolutely love to offer mini branding photo shoots for my clients is that it's a really easy entry point for them to start working with me. Now, if you're trying to sell these massive, huge branding shoot days where you might be working with clients for half day or a full day, which we do offer, oftentimes some people can be a little bit reluctant to doing such a large spend and making such a large commitment with you if they're not necessarily confident maybe in themselves, or they're not feeling great about jumping in front of the camera, or maybe they just, you know, not even sort of confident that they need branding photos and they don't understand the power of them yet. So this, by offering these mini sessions, it's a really, really great gateway for people to start working with you, because oftentimes you're going to have, it's definitely going to be a lower ticket price option. But again, there's a lot less organization for them to do. So it makes it sort of like an easier way for them to be able to say yes to working with you. Now, I also think right now, and we have to be very, very real about the financial climate that we're in at the time of recording, we're in March of 2023. And there has been a lot of interest rate rises, and there has been a lot of tightening of belts in general as the inflation is going up and things are getting more expensive. So I do think that if you can serve your clients in a way that makes it easier for them financially to work with you, I think that that's really doing them a great service, and it's obviously going to make it easier for them to say yes to working with you. So sometimes having this as a sort of another option on top of those larger packages that you might already have, but offering in these sort of mini shoot days where they can come in, they can have a quick photo shoot with you, but more so that they can invest a little bit less or a lot less maybe, this is going to make it a lot easier for your clients as well. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to necessarily spend less over the course of a year or two, but it definitely makes it more achievable for them to do today, in this month or next month or the next month. As they're looking at what they need to do, I think it's a great service if you can make it easier for your clients to be able to work with you by maybe offering them a product that's a little bit more affordable for them. Now, the second reason why I absolutely love to offer mini sessions is because I find that they're maybe a little bit easier internally for me and my team to manage. Now, let me tell you why this is. The first thing is that we have automated systems set up within our business. So that means that the emails, when a client books, the emails automatically start going out and it takes care of all of their needs automatically, right? So I know that that's taken care of. I also find that the necessity for the clients to sort of have personal one-on-one time with me before the photo shoot is negated. With our mini shoots, we don't offer any kind of like private or personal consultations. And so that means that I don't necessarily need to step in with the clients beforehand. Now, of course I do as a matter of courtesy, but it means that I don't necessarily, they're not getting promised anything like that. So I'm not having to go and do lots of planning and preparation and sourcing of locations, because it's all done for a bunch of clients in one hit. And I find that for me, not having to manage all of that planning and sort of that prepping stuff for me, it's actually a lot easier for us internally, because I'm going to be honest with you, I can be the cog in the wheel that lets everything down. If there's too many things left up to me to do personally, then sometimes I can slow everything down. So being able to sort of hand it over to my team, be able to hand it over to my automated email sequence, it means that I don't necessarily need to be too far involved in every single step of the journey with the client. And yeah, for me, that just makes things a whole lot easier. And as I said, contracts, invoices, everything like that is really mostly handled, and I'm going to be honest with you, by automations. So it's fantastic once you can set this up and let that happen for you, because it means that you can go on with being creative, you can go on with doing all the other things in your business. And yeah, so for me, I find these a lot easier to handle internally than the larger shoots that we do, sort of like those solo or those boutique experiences 101. Now, the third reason why I love doing mini shoot days is I find a lot of the time, and a lot of people might disagree with me, but I find that these are actually easier shoot days to do oftentimes than doing one person in a day. And let me tell you why. When you're doing a mini shoot day, most of the time, if you're smart and you've set it up well, you're just going to be shooting at one location. So be it at a studio, or perhaps it's at a home or an Airbnb or at your own venue that you've done, or I know some people do them at cafes. If you do mini shoots in one place, it means you've just got one setup on the day. You just walk in, might set up your lighting, you might set up your team, or you might set up a dressing room of sorts, and that's it. You just can walk in and it's one set, and you just don't need to move around. So you don't have to deal with things like parking at different locations. You don't have to deal with going and sourcing the locations, as I said beforehand, but on the day dealing with that. Because sometimes in your head you can plan a location, but when you get there might be like a building site that wasn't there 2 days ago, or roadworks or something like that. And all of that can be a little bit stressful on the day. Of course, as well, is if you're doing your shoots indoors, you don't have to worry about weather. You can put the aircon on, you can stick the heating on. All of these benefits are amazing when you live in a climate like mine, where for effectively like 5 months of the year, everybody is walking around and sweaty. So if you live in either extremes, if you live in a place that's got extreme cold or extreme heat, being able to essentially control the environment from a temperature perspective, and of course from, you know, not having to worry about things like rain or wind or things like that, it can be an incredibly stress-free experience for you. And so I think managing on the shoot day, even though you are managing more people, not having to manage those outside things that you can't control is definitely a major win, a major plus for me, and another reason why I opt and love to do these mini shoot days. Now, the fourth reason I'm going to tell you why I love these days, and this varies from people to people, but I find that these sorts of days really feed my soul, because they allow me to connect with people on a different level. And let me tell you what this looks like. Of course, when you're dealing with one person on a shoot day, or even a team of just a couple of people, you're going to be able to get really down and get really deep and granular and really kind of like, you know, connect with people on a very deep level. But what I love about mini shoot days is that there's kind of like this cross connection that can happen between clients that are arriving and leaving, or overlapping on each other's photo shoots. We always have makeup and hair team on our days. And so there's kind of like a little bit of a bonding that can happen. So as much as I, you know, get to obviously a little bit of a less connection with the clients individually, I find that there's kind of like this collective kind of vibe that goes on that I just love. I'm kind of like a natural networky kind of person. I love making connections. I'm a big evangelist for other people. And so I love when I can sort of like, you know, connect businesses and connect women that I know that have very similar interests, or maybe even can work together and that kind of thing. So this kind of like feeds my soul. I find as well that it feeds my soul creatively as well, because it not only means that I am, you know, trying to reinvent the same sort of space for people, but there's a lot of variety that can happen on these sorts of shoot days too. So even though you will kind of want to create sort of like a go-to shot list that you do just in case you sort of, you know, maybe run out of ideas, and you make sure you sort of tick that off, there is plenty of room on these days to allow that individual to sort of spark your creativity as they're coming in, because everybody's needs are different. everybody has different marketing purposes for their images. Everybody brings different clothing into the space. They bring a different vibe and a different energy, of course. They bring their personality. And so I find that buzz-wise, it really kind of lights me up creatively to be able to sort of like, yeah, just really push myself as well and challenge myself to kind of keep coming up with different ideas. Now, the fifth reason, and maybe from a business perspective, this is one of my favorite reasons why I love running mini shoot days, is that they are incredibly financially beneficial for my business. Now, let me talk to you in terms of an ROI. Okay, so when I go out on a photo shoot day for one person, you know, my ROI is kind of like a little bit capped. So my return on my investment, which I, for me, my investment is my time in this scenario. So my effective hourly rate is probably a little bit more sort of compacted if I'm going out to shoot for one person. Whereas if I'm going out to photograph for 6 to maybe 8 people in a photo shoot day, each of them individual buyers, it means that collectively as a day that the profit and the profitability of that day is maximized to the max. Like, right, it's really high up there. Now, I do find that for me personally, I'm very comfortable at shooting 6 people in a shoot day. Sometimes I have moved up to doing 8 different shoots in a shoot day, just depending on the needs of the client. But that's kind of my happy space. Now, I do know of some people that can shoot, they'll do their photo shoots on every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes. Some I've seen that. That doesn't really work for my business model because I prefer to be able to have a little bit more quality time with people. But if you're doing this, I know that it is a very viable option for your business. And so maybe it is something for you to think about depending on the locations that you're going to. Me personally, I like to spend about an hour with my clients. Some of them, it's around half an hour, 40 minutes if we get their needs knocked out of the park quickly. But I do allow an hour for my shoots so that then I can create quite a vast collection for my clients. But what I'm going to tell you is in that time, I can shoot up to 60 quality different images, right? And so depending on the number of images that you include at the forefront of the package, there's a capacity to be able to sell quite a lot of images depending on how you shoot afterwards, right? So it can be very financially rewarding. The best part as well is that you're getting people to pay up front. So when you're doing that upfront payment model, you're making sure before you even start the week, before you even start the shoot day, that you are definitely in profit before you start. So that's always a great thing for me to know, is that there's a definite financial reward. I've already been paid before I go. But understanding and knowing that there's the capacity to be able to sell afterwards, that's an even bigger plus for me. And that's why I've loved integrating this model into my business over different, you know, different courses. And as you heard at the start of the episode, over different genres that I've done. But definitely right now in personal branding, it is a highly profitable way to run my business. Some days we yield over $12,000 in the day, and I've been known to do more. I'm not going to sort of sit here and spruik numbers because I'm not here to brag, but I want to open your mind to the possibility of what you can do on one of these days, because the options are kind of endless. Well, not endless, but there's a lot of room for you to be able to do well, do very well, and do very comfortably on a day like this. And I could keep going on for ages, but for the sake of this podcast, I needed to cap it to like 6 points. And so the last reason why I love to offer branding sessions to my clients is it makes it easy for clients to come again and again. If you offer this sort of product, it means that your clients can keep coming back if you offer this. Now, if you're doing different locations, you know, you might do it in different locations every month or 2 months, however often you want to offer them. It means that you've got a different sort of offer or a different experience to be able to offer your clients. And so if they just need to come back and get top-ups, this is a great way to keep re-engaging them, to keep pushing these sort of shoots in front of them. We have so many clients that come back once or twice a year on these sorts of shoots because it just fills their needs. It fills their buckets. It tips over the whatever content they need. It makes it easy for them to get that sorted in an inexpensive way, but also in a way that doesn't take up too much time or energy from them because it's all organized for them, right? So it makes it super easy again for them to say yes, but it makes it super easy for them to just show up and get it done, all right? So there's one thing getting people to say yes to working with you, but it's another thing to just make it even easier for them to have that experience of working with you so they don't have to keep coming up with ideas and doing all of that. You have it sorted. tick, it's all done for them. They get to walk in, have a really beautiful photo shoot at a venue that you've chosen because you trust that it's an amazing shoot experience for them. It's going to tick all their boxes, make it easy for you to create a great variety of images. And then both of you have been served very well, right? You've served your client very well, and they're going to keep coming back to you. They'll keep serving you as a customer. So I think it's a win-win when you're offering these for both you and your client, because as I said, it makes it easy for them to become a subscription style client, keep coming back. And it means that your business can really sort of profit and do well because you know that you've got that recurring income coming in. Now, what I will say about the whole mini shoot experience is that it does take a little bit of setup beforehand. Of course, you need to source locations, you need to sort of work out a shoot schedule, you need to figure out how many clients you can fit in and then make a calendar booking system that they can book into. You need to have a great sales page to be able to sell them on, and you need to have some sort of marketing machine to be able to fill these days, okay? Then of course, you're going to need to have like sort of a system set up for how you're going to operate the day, and then a great workflow to be able to get people to upgrade afterwards. So there are a few components that come into putting this together. But can you imagine how good it would feel if you can just rinse and repeat this each month in your business, and you can sort of, you know, get on with the business. You don't have to set it up each time. You just have to rinse and repeat it, and then kind of make it easy, and then just work on the marketing to fill that one day of the month. And let me tell you how good it feels to be able to pack the car once a month for a day like this and not have to be running around after lots of different clients on different days. It means that you could concentrate all of your time and your energy into filling one shoot day like this a month. And then you can go on and have other products and other offers, of course. But you know that you have this one day that you can offer, and that it's going to be hugely profitable for your business, immensely profitable, I will say, for your business. So can you imagine how good that would feel? Well, guys, I'm so excited because I have decided, as part of the live training that I'm going to be doing going forward, to offer a done with you setup of a campaign like this for you and your business. So what does this look like? Well, I know from all of my years of doing courses online, right? I know that I've bought so many courses and they've sat in my hard drive and they never get done and they never get looked at. So in order to make it easy for you to actually get this set up in your business, I'm offering a 6-week live training workshop with me. Okay. So what does this look like? It means I am going to give you all of the tools. We're talking email templates, sales pages, marketing campaigns, all of it ready for you to go and plug and play into your business. But I'm taking it one step further. I'm going to walk through this training with you so that you actually get it done. What does it mean? It means you need to show up for a couple of hours live each week, but it means that every single week you're going to be moving forward to actually getting this launched. And then in the 5th week, we're going to launch it, and I'm going to be walking with you hand in hand so that you can actually make sure that this gets done. Now, why am I not doing all of this training over the course of, say, a week or 2 weeks? Well, I think that with everybody's busy schedules, I think that that's just like too crazy, right? Unless you've got like no kids and no commitments, it's very hard for you to take the time to be able to set up something like this. And I know too that as photographers, we're real perfectionists. So I'm giving you time within each week to go and do things like fill your folio if it needs to be done, or perfect a little bit more that sales page that you've created. You might want to go back and dot some I's and cross some T's, or you might want to spend a little bit more time doing a little bit more social media than what I'm getting you to do to get it launched. So there's going to be time in those weeks for you to actually get that done. But don't worry, I'm going to be there to hold your hand, okay? As part of this live training, we're going to have a little community so that we can all kind of encourage each other to get things done. You'll get to sort of meet other people on the Zoom calls that are doing the same things as you. You're going to get to ask me questions live and have me looking over and helping you to troubleshoot as you go along. After I did this live pricing workshop that I did a few weeks ago, I realized that it's really the live element that I love, and it's the live element where I know that I can help you to actually get results. And so that's why I want to do it like this time. Okie dokie. So if you are already a member in my community, you're going to get access to this training as part of the membership. So don't worry, you don't need to think anymore. That's going to be happening for you. You've already probably got an email about it. But if you haven't already joined into my membership, why not? I am giving so much value inside of there and sharing all of my tips inside of my business. However, you can purchase this as a one-time only if you like, and just join me just to set this up in your business as well. So I'm going to be dropping a link to this training inside of this podcast notes. However, you can go to paulabrennaneducation.com/mini. Okay. If you want to join in live, we're going to be kickstarting from the time of this podcast release. It's going to be about 8 days away. So if you're listening to it when we first drop it, then you'll get it. Now, if you don't manage to get in on the live training straight away, don't worry, you will be able to watch the replays and play catch-ups as well. So if you're listening to this a month or 2 months down the track, don't worry, you will be able to catch up on that too. But I am really passionate about mini shoots. I think you can hear it in my voice, because I know it can be a massive game changer for you in your business. And so if it's something that you want to implement, I'd love to be able to help you to do it, because I've taken all of the hard work out of it for you. It's already done. Already done all of the emails. I've already done all of the scripts. I've already done everything. You just need to plug it into your existing system and let it roll for you. And as I said, once it's set up, you get to just repeat, rinse and repeat every week, month, quarterly, whatever you want to do in your business. So I think it's a really good system to walk through and set up in your business, because it will keep paying you forward as you go on for years to come, as it has in mine. All right. Well, I am through doing the sales pitch on the mini session. Sorry if I've overtaken this podcast episode today, but this is something that I'm, as I said, super passionate about, and I want to share it and shout it from the hilltops, because yeah, as I said, live training, talking into a microphone is great, but being able to like help you and hold your hand and really support you in a much more intimate way is really where I want to be able to support you more too. All right, my dear, if you have loved listening to this episode, I'd love you to maybe share it. It would be great for other photographers who you know to be able to hear what I'm teaching, because I know it's good quality. And I know that so many of you are getting so much out of it, because I'm getting lots of DMs. So for those of you who have given me some feedback, thank you so much. I love seeing your feedback in the DMs. And if you haven't already, say hi, jump in and say hi. I'm very friendly. Someone wrote to me this week and said, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm talking to a celebrity, and I kind of got a bit funny and a bit wigged out. I don't consider myself anything like that. I'm just a normal photographer like you, who's maybe just a few steps along in the journey and loves to share what she's learned. So don't be afraid to jump into the DMs and say hi. All right, well, I look forward to catching you on next week's episode, and hopefully I might see you in that live training too. I still